This is a podcast from the BBC.
The Scott Mills Daily is here for Thursday. Includes our listener Brogan, who got ghosted, but now is talking to the ghoster's best mate. Is there some love interest there? We have an update. I also get stuck in a lift and make more of a drama about it than there probably should be. There's some basic but amazing summer bangers chosen by me and Chris. And James, the private investigator, gets his gadgets out. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hi, my love. When the sun's out, we just want to impress. I stand in the clear, don't bother with mess. If it ain't going to sell, I don't want to invest. If it ain't got a vibe, I ain't got an interest. I want to see an ice cream man on the road. I want to see a light skin girl on the road. I want to get slosh puppy with both flavors. Drink that, now I'm right back in my zone. Yeah, I just played Heatwave. Wiley.
Why?
Oh, that could cause a problem, though.
Why?
Was that your banger's choice
no,
today?
No, it wasn't my banger's choice.
Have I already played it?
You haven't got it yet. And the thing is, it's really annoying you, because you said, I know you so well, I bet I can guess your song for banger's sake, because we've decided to go full summer for bangers.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you've now guessed about 15, 20 songs, and you keep going, I bet I know what it is. And then you say it, so you clearly don't know what it is. But you're not thinking obvious enough.
Is it old? Really old?
It's like ultimate summer...
Old. How old?
Well, I'm not going to... That's just... No, I'm not going to give you a clue. It's fairly old.
But is it like staring me in the face? I'm going to be so annoyed.
You'll be annoyed you haven't got it. I think it's one of those that you probably think you've already asked if it's that.
Right, so my banger today does include the word summer, which is a complete coincidence, but I'm not sure it's good enough to go up against what is going to be a blatant one from you.
Where's it, Calvin Harris summer?
It's not Calvin Harris time, but that's one of the ones I guessed from you yesterday. Anyway, Bangers is coming up at 2:40 today.
You need a win today as well.
I really do. Also, we've been having major relationship dramas this week with a girl called Brogan who got ghosted. She was on the show on Monday, and it's all been developing since, with the ghoster's best mate getting involved. We'll have an update for you after 3, because I know a lot of you have invested time and effort into this. And at 1:40 this afternoon, it is James, the private investigator. And today, we are going to learn about some of the gadgets that he uses every single day in his line of work.
I love this. And he's bringing them in everything.
Absolutely. In a bag. So some of the gadgets that actual spies use, tested out at 1:40 this afternoon.
Scott Mills.
I saw you sniffing around Shawn Mendes's lunch earlier. I noticed that you put it on Insta as well about his eggs.
Well, he's left some eggs. Do you think he would mind if I took the egg? And then I just took
it. What is wrong with you? Every time there's a live lounge, first thing you do, because we're about around the time that people finish the live lounge, you go straight out, see what food's left over, and we'll be like, oh, there's Calvin Harris's pork.
Just
a couple
of eggs.
And you do, and today you found Shawn Mendes' eggs.
Yeah, but he'd left the building, so he doesn't want them, and they were left over. Also, he's really rich. He can afford to lose 2 eggs.
But I don't think it's the eggs that you're after. I think it's the fact it's Shawn Mendes' eggs. Like, I don't think you would have been bothered about the eggs that are just left there.
Yeah, no,
if there was just a couple of eggs left in the green room, you wouldn't care.
Look, if I see eggs, I want to eat them. They're just my weakness. But yeah, I've eaten them. So
both of them.
Yeah, both of them. So
cheers, Shawn Mendes.
You're not getting them back, Shawn.
Scott Mills.
Joe's been on saying, so you won't eat cake brought in by listeners or sent in, but you'll happily eat leftover eggs from someone's lunch. Yeah, because they're not just leftover eggs from someone's lunch. They're from Shawn Mendes' lunch, so fine. Pop star.
So you're saying if people were to send you in eggs, which I don't recommend anyone does, by the way, because that would be potentially weird. And
they won't keep.
They won't keep. You won't eat them.
No, but these were sealed. He hadn't touched them. And also, therefore, I know that they're not made in someone's kitchen who I don't know, and I don't know whether they washed their hands or not.
BBC.
That's totally fair enough.
Scott Mills.
Thursday means James, the private investigator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, James, what have we got today?
Today, it's Spy and Tell.
He's got the gadgets out.
Yes.
But this is very exciting. Where do you store your box of toys, James? Do these go under the bed?
No, in the back of the car, usually. I've got like a giant box, which doesn't look as inconspicuous as the bag I've brought in today.
And these are things that you would use on an almost daily basis to track people and to see what they're doing.
Yeah, I just thought I'd show you guys some of the things that we use. I've mentioned before about bug sweep, so I've brought one of the bug sweeping gadgets that I use.
Okay, if people haven't heard this before, explain what a bug sweep is.
So a bug sweep is where we go to a house or a business and we look for hidden cameras or listening devices or anything that could be there. Usually it's husbands and wives who have bought sort of like cameras or listening devices to keep an eye on them while they're at work. So, and we do find quite a lot of things. And you remember a few weeks ago, I got caught, nearly got caught when I was in someone's house and she had to hide me upstairs. Yes. So that was a bug sweep I was doing then.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the husband came home early, didn't he?
Yeah, he came, he forgot something.
So where is the bug sweeping equipment?
So
I love a show and tell.
Spy and tell? So this is one of the pieces of equipment we use. This is for bug sweeping.
So it looks like a radio, this.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
it's
like a walkie-talkie, huh? Yeah.
See, I thought it'd be more like a scanner thing with things that turn on the top. It's like... Mm-hmm. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, you're not far wrong. So this, you'd probably go mad in the studio because there's a lot of things in here that basically it picks up anything that
mics.
Works on like mobile phone frequency or anything like radio frequency. So radio station's probably going to be... Let's find out.
Well, okay. Let's see who's spying on us.
Can we
also trace who is watching or
probably
whoever's spying?
Listeners. Well, it depends. If we find them, we can try and trace the SIM card potentially, but it depends what we find. I don't think there's going to be anything in here.
I noticed a rival DJ, not a rival. You wouldn't classify them as a rival, Scott, as you always tell me, but someone who works at another station was copying content from this show heavily.
Oh.
To the point where, you know, even when I get excited and I make a show menu of stuff that's on, they'd copied that as well, almost wholesale.
Is it who I think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, not again.
Really, really been at it.
We've told him before.
Mm. Anyway, I suspect he's spying on us.
Right.
Probably.
Okay, so it's like a black box, kind of oblong, and it's got like a...
The dial on it.
Antenna.
Yeah, an antenna. It's a bit of an antique. But yeah, this will make a strange... It's like a Geiger counter. It makes a strange noise. I'll turn it on now so you can kind of hear. But I'm assuming it's going to go absolutely mad. Oh. Oh, it is.
Oh, yes. Mm. This is the real deal, isn't
it? Okay, so when I put it near certain things, it will go a little bit... I've had to adjust the frequency so it doesn't go off all the time. But essentially, when you put it near a phone or anything like that, it should go a little bit... That's going a bit mad if I change the frequency of it. Oh, my phone's ringing.
Yeah.
There you go. So, and if I...
So, hang on. So, if...
God, it's so much interference.
If a phone rings...
Yeah,
that will...
Throw it off.
So, how do you find the bugs rather than just people's phones?
So, we have to put everything into airplane mode to make sure there's no, like, interference. But it works, like, essentially, like, hot and cold. You know when you're getting hotter or colder? So, you have to kind of adjust the frequency and go around and try and work out where... What corner of the room it's coming from.
So, what do you find? You find...
Hidden, yeah, I've got stuff. A few pictures, actually. One that we found recently. So one we found in someone's house, which we think was there for quite some time. But as you can see, this, I'll show it to Chris, I'll show it to you. Mm. It looks like a normal plug socket.
Yes.
But at the back of it, can you see someone's adapted it? And that there's like a little mobile phone module.
Right.
And that had a SIM card in there. And that can run for ages.
And so that was listening in. So they were listening in from the plug socket, Scott.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Literally. Stuff.
Scary.
I didn't even think this stuff happened.
Mm. It does a lot. If you go on Amazon and you look for some of the things like that, there's so much out there.
Is there?
So many things.
Do you mean spy equipment-wise?
Yeah, well, things that anyone, you and I can buy, like, or the listeners can buy, not that they should, to spy on their partners. It's just available to the public.
This stuff is out there. It's not just military grade.
Isn't that doing you out of a job, though, James, if people are doing DIY investigation?
A little bit, yeah. But then, well, they usually uncover things and they have to call me in anyway.
So. Exactly.
Oh, I think it's a sad reflection of a suspicious nation.
It is.
What else have you got there?
I've got a few things with me. This is a thermal imaging camera, which I thought we could have a bit of a lull with.
Right, okay. Let's play with it after this.
Scott Mills.
James, the private investigator, is with us. So today he's brought in some of his spy gadgets, stuff that you would not believe you can spy on people with.
Yes.
So we're doing thermal imaging now.
We are going to see what is hot and what is not.
Okay, and what would you use this for?
So this would be used, we've actually got a drone that's got this fitted to it, but this would be used for looking to see if a car is hot, the tyres, the passenger seat of a car, for example, to see if it's been driven recently. And also you can see quite clearly in pitch blackness. So if you're watching someone who's in a car
Got you. Yeah. So if you're at, say, a certain site,
yep.
you send the drone up, you can see what's going on in the cars.
Yeah, you can kind of work out
what's going on.
You'll see in a minute. You can see quite a lot of detail.
Okay.
Right. Well, to test this, Scott, shall me and you have an affair?
Right.
On that, I'll come
you
around
two
to
go
your
over
side
there
of the
and
desk, right? And let's get at it.
Okay.
And let's see how it comes out on James's thing.
Okay. Do you want right, to sit
so,
on me?
Okay. Well, yeah. Obviously,
sit on me.
So I'll come sit
on
you.
Oh, look, we're having an affair.
There we go.
Oh, this is. Oh.
We're being all affairy.
We're in a car.
Oh,
that's the one.
Yeah, that's the budger.
Right, now, have you got that picture,
that's
James?
That's the budger.
I have got.
Right
the...
now, all let's right. go and see what that get looks off now.
Right. That took seconds.
There's quite a lot of hot things in this studio, as you can see, and I'm at the other side of the room, but you can see there's definite affairage going on there.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I'll pass it around. You can see, like, the
you
hotness.
See the
oh, yeah, they're
of
definitely
heat.
They're definitely doing it. And now, can we please move on to these spectacles that you've got in front of us, James?
Okay, so I've got some prototype spectacles in front of me. Which,
what are these?
Well, I've got to turn them on first to make them work properly. Hang on. So these, they've got two little cameras, as you can see, just at the side there.
Yeah. Well, can't really see,
well,
but I guess
quite,
that's the idea.
They're quite discreet. They've got two little cameras at the side. But you can see quite a lot with these. You can see quite a lot of detail. You can see...
that's what glasses do. What's the USP here? X-ray? Are you talking X-ray?
Maybe they might have a little bit of X-ray in them.
What do you mean? What can you see?
Can you see through his clothes over there?
Stand up. Let's have a look.
Like what...
Length?
Black, no. black boxers.
Yes.
Is that a blue waistband or a purple waistband? Can you confirm?
Are you for real?
Can you confirm for me?
How did you know what pants I've got?
Mystery.
Well, that, or I'm suspicious about what you two have been up to.
What do you mean?
Well, that you might be having it off with the PI.
We're not having it off, are we?
That yeah, but be, if there was going to be an affair here.
That would be the perfect
What better
cover.
Person to do it with than...
And who would blame you?
A man who knows all the tricks.
That freaks me out a little bit, okay.
Yeah.
They're not really X-ray specs. No real.
Okay. I'm calling no real.
Okay, they're not really X-ray. I have got credibility. They're not really X-ray specs. I just thought I'd wind you up a little bit. They're secret camera specs. So they've got these two little secret cameras on them, and they can kind of record everything.
I'm still very confused.
No, I'm joking.
No, I know why, actually, because earlier I got a text from our producer going, what pants are you wearing today? I should have been suspicious. And I was like, why?
That's a
and he was like, just tell me. And then he obviously told James. That makes sense now.
Right.
Mm.
Which is what a spy would do, isn't it? He's used information from people around us.
Yeah.
Do you know what pants I'm wearing?
Mm. If I had to guess, as an investigator, not using X-ray specs, if I had to guess what pants you're wearing today, I'd probably go along with grey.
Let me check.
Let's have a quick look. Oh, no. Well off. Wild card. They're like a peachy colour.
Yep.
Never would have got that. Well done.
They're almost bright orange because of the sun.
Do you want to take a guess over here?
No, because what I was saying is I was
really
wondering
weird.
I was wondering if your special skill was that you could tell what pants people was wearing.
No.
And I bet that's just the start of your gadgets.
Oh, I've got so many more.
It's very James Bond. This is what I like about what you're doing today with this show and tell, is that it gives us an insight. It is pretty James Bond.
Yeah, I love it. James, thank you very much for our spy and tell today.
Pleasure.
Back next week the same time?
Yes.
And remember,
cheating doesn't take a day off.
Scott Mills.
Let's all try and guess what Chris's really obvious summer banger is at 2:40.
Yeah, but you said you're going to go obvious as well.
Oh yeah, I am fully obvious.
We're going to really embrace it today.
Why can't I think of what it is? Because it sounds really like it's staring
written,
me
mate.
In
it's,
the face.
It's peak sun. It's peak sunny.
Is it called something sunny?
No. Don't worry.
Sunshine.
No, I'm not
it
telling
is.
You.
Right, I know that's right. It's sunshine in the title.
I'm not telling you.
It is though, because I can tell by your face that I've guessed it. Ah, still my sunshine.
No, we're back on. Game on. No, I'm not saying another word until bangers. Now that's it. And I hope yours is good.
Walking on sunshine.
No, sunshine.
Okay.
Walking on sunshine.
The what sort of
still my sunshine?
Teaks. Sunshine.
No.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
They're banning straws. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I saw that. You're going to get raided.
I know.
Because you've been stockpiling straws now, and I think it's really weird.
Andrew from Hinckley says, have you started hoarding drinking straws now that they're going to ban them? I'm not going to say
anything.
You've
got thousands at home.
No, I haven't got thousands. Don't say that on the radio.
Not just for personal use, I reckon. I think you're stockpiling them for...
For others?
Yeah.
Some kind of black market straw thing going on. I'm Scott Mills. Some major drama has just happened in my life. Can I share it?
Go on.
Right, so me and Jacob, who works at Radio 1, are both in the lift, get up to the top where Radio 1 is. The doors open slightly and then snap shut like Jaws. And I'm like, we're going to be in here hours. It was terrifying.
And what happened?
Well, you know me being like manly and that. I tried to kind of like prise them
open. Oh, you must have felt so strong, like Superman.
No, it didn't work. And then we went down to the seventh floor and it was all fine and it opened and I just ran up to the stairs.
Oh, you're a hero.
That's quite a rubbish story, actually.
What a hero.
Yeah, but all sorts ran through my mind because that's one of my worst fears. Have you ever been stuck in the lift here? It gets really hot. And you know what I'm like? I'm a sweaty fox. Mm. Like, within minutes, I would have been sweating out. And then, like, a few hours down the line, it's like, we'll probably have to eat each other.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
All that goes through my head.
You and Jacob.
Yeah. Hello, Holly.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Holly.
Oh, have you been stuck in a lift? It's terrifying. I wasn't really stuck for, it was about 5 seconds, but my whole life flashed before my eyes, Holly.
No, I tell you what, my brother actually got stuck between two train doors. When the train shut, it was absolutely terrifying. He had like dark marks down his face all day when the doors had shut on him.
He was one of those who risked it to the last second to jump on the train.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh.
Yeah, literally.
It's good if you make it, but if you don't, you feel silly.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, Holly, I hear you're getting a paddling pool, because hot.
Yes, I am. I need water in my life right now.
I love people who whip out paddling pools when it gets hot.
Yeah. So are you gonna...
thank you.
Are you buying it today, are you?
Yes, well, my boyfriend's hopefully buying it. It was a bit of a drama. He thought it would kill the grass, but I wanted it, so...
Okay, so what is it? Barbecue tonight, I'm guessing?
Yes, barbecue, food, balloons, water balloons.
And then just dipping toe in paddling pool.
Yeah, because cold.
Because that's the thing, it seems like a nice idea, but if you actually fill a paddling pool with cold water and sit in it, it's not the nicest experience. It's too cold.
No, it's freezing. Yeah, it is.
It's very British to buy a paddling pool because, like, in other countries where it's actually hot, they have actual pools, like in Australia. Yeah. And we're there,
and
like,
beaches.
We're going to Wargos and getting a paddling pool for, like, 20 quid. Like, oh, it's one day.
It's just the
that's
same.
Literally my life.
No, I get it, though. So is it just you and the boyfriend tonight in the paddling pool, is it?
No, I got family coming around.
How big is this pool?
It's going to be pretty small. Like you said, Wargos, £20.
Yes, yeah, take it in turns.
Have you ever tried swimming in a paddling pool?
No.
It's very difficult.
Right, here's what I've got for you today, Holly. We've both gone basic.
Oh, we're really basic on this
basic
one, but they're going to be good.
Here's my one.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
DJ Sammy.
Yes. Love that.
Boys of Summer, DJ Sammy is my basic banger.
You had a night out with DJ Sammy once, didn't you?
Or
am I making that up?
I did have a night out with DJ Sammy in Mallorca, where he lives. I mean, it was at the time of the song. And,
wow.
I know, back in the day. And,
ever since.
His, what?
No, you say you've been friends ever since.
No, I've not seen him since.
Oh.
But he did actually injure one of the team, the Radio 1 team, with a hot apple pie.
Oh, what's going on?
The scar is still there on their hand. They didn't realise how hot it was going to be.
Holly, you've heard most of DJ Sammy, Boys of the Summer there, or you can have my choice, and it's this.
Oh,
what a moment this could be. This is Dario G, Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how did I not guess that?
Yes, Holly.
Yes, Holly. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Those are two bangers, let me tell you. They're amazing.
Wherever you are, I know that they are pretty basic songs, but they're going to sound amazing today.
Yeah.
Oh, they would both sound amazing. It's so annoying. I can't pick both of them. Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. What's the score?
Doesn't matter.
I'm winning. Why can't we have both? We're not allowed both of them, I take it. No? No.
No?
No. Choose
one. Okay. DJ Sammy. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Okay, all right. I'm going to have to pick this one basically for the reason of just childhood memes. and good times. So it's going to have to be DJ Sammy, I think. I'm going to go with Scott. Yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ray Moss, detective, investigative journalist, truth seeker, and now a podcaster. If you have a mystery, I will solve it.
I think there's someone in the house. Please, Ray, help.
Within reason.
I think I've lost my keys.
Are they on the hook?
Yeah, there they are. Thanks, Ray.
In my first episode, I investigate the case of whether a BBC weatherman took his top off live on the weather in the 90s. Is there a cover-up? How high does this go? What's going on? Subscribe to Radio 1's Kench podcast to discover Ray Moss. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I was actually going to play yours as well, but then I think Jordan North played it earlier.
That's what he said.
Okay, so I win with my basic summer banger. That did sound good though, right?
Mm.
DJ Sammy and Boys of Summer. This is Radio 1. Shout out to everyone who's buying a paddling pool tonight, especially for the occasion. Pete British. Or buying a fan. Like a standard desk fan, just so you can put it by your bed and have warm air just circulating around the room.
Yeah, but at least the fan is useful. The thing is with the paddling pool, I think it seems like a better idea than it ever works out. I remember as a kid being really excited about paddling pools and then just thinking, this is really cold. Mm. And if you try and dive into it, you proper hurt yourself.
Yep. Or we've got, you could do what Laura in Honley near Leeds is doing tonight and... classic northern tradition, just fill up the wheelie bin outside with water and take a dip. Yes to the north.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it. Been so long I forgot how to turn it up, 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 up all night long. Oh, up, up all night long.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
There have been proper relationship dramas on the show this week in the style of Hollyoaks, but I've quite enjoyed it. It's been a roller coaster for me.
It has, yeah. It actually is quite simple. But like all soap operas, it can be difficult to explain the intricacies of it.
So, let me try and work this out for you. On Monday, we spoke to a girl called Brogan, who got ghosted by a man she went on 8 dates with. So Brogan got ghosted, right?
Mm.
We tried to call the ghost, who just disappeared, but we never got through to him. Then on Tuesday's show, we spoke to the ghost's best friend, Liam. He came on to represent the ghost because the ghost did not want to come on air.
But this is a real turn-up, right? Because normally when we do Ghostbusters, we don't get hold of the ghost and they just sort of vanish to wherever it is that they go. We weren't really expecting to speak to the ghost's best friend.
Absolutely not. But then, curveball, we also found out that Liam, the best mate of the ghost, is in contact with Brogan, who got ghosted. Then yesterday, we got Brogan back on the line. Turns out, she quite likes Liam. The best mate.
Which is a very odd situation.
I hope everyone's following this. And we found out yesterday from Brogan that her and the best mate of the ghost have actually been messaging via Instagram. So she quite likes him.
Yeah. Well, it started to set off alarm bells for us. It's like, hang on a minute. Does the girl who got ghosted fancy the best mate of the ghost?
Right. Here's the thing. We really, really, really want Liam and Brogan to go on a date. Liam is on hold right now, so he can't hear what I'm saying. Also on hold right now is Brogan. Can't hear.
Mm.
Neither of them know the other one is on the line. Ha. We're going to try and set them up on a date. Brogan is going to be able to hear the whole thing, though, all right? And Liam can't. I just hope he's keen.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Liam.
Hello again.
How does it feel to have your real-life soap opera on the air?
Yeah, it's quite crazy, isn't it? It's like, I wouldn't have expected any of this on Monday morning when I woke up.
No.
So yeah, it's all quite funny, all quite crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's been a real escalation in our Ghostbusters feature, because we don't normally have friends or family of the ghost get in touch with us to kind of say, well, hang on a minute, like, you couldn't get hold of the ghost, but he's all right, actually. And then you've ended up getting sucked in.
Well, yeah, like I said on Tuesday, you know, like... I think some of the things that Brogan said were a little bit harsh on on the ghost. So I thought I'd, you know, get in touch and sort of come to his rescue a little bit.
Yeah, because you're his best mate. But saying that, it turned out yesterday, according to Brogan, that you two have been messaging.
Well, I don't know, really. Like, I put up an Instagram story because we went to IKEA on Tuesday night, and I think quite a lot was made of the IKEA trip.
Yeah, you and the ghost went to IKEA, which is where Brogan went on a date with him.
Yeah, so we went there, and obviously I put up a post on Instagram about us being in IKEA and stuff. And then she sent me a message asking me if I wanted to go for afternoon tea. But I had to tell her, unfortunately, it's not really my style to go for afternoon tea, you know.
This is a mad situation, though, because you came on originally on the air to, like, defend your best mate, and now... There's a bit of, I feel there's a bit of flirting going on between you and the person that got ghosted.
Well, that's certainly how we perceived it. And also, interesting in all of this, that actually, before the ghost met Brogan, that you quite liked Brogan, it turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good to know, to be honest, that if I hadn't messaged her back at the beginning of the summer, she probably would have been interested. So, you know.
You're single now, right?
I suppose I'm single now.
What do you mean? Whoa. What do you mean, I suppose?
I mean, I suppose I'm single. Yeah, I'm not with anybody, no.
Are you single or not?
I am single, yeah.
Well, I suppose
why,
I am.
Why are you unsure?
I don't like it. Right, repeat after me. Liam?
Yes.
Scott Mills?
Scott Mills.
I am single.
I am single.
And ready to mingle.
And ready to mingle.
Oh, no. I mean, you couldn't have seen this coming at all, could you?
No.
Right, so can I be honest with you, Liam?
You can, yeah, of course.
I have spoken to Brogan off air.
Okay.
And Brogan's mates are quite keen for you to go for a drink.
Right, okay.
And obviously it's not up to them, but
of course.
Like if, let's say, if Brogan was to maybe ask you out or there was a chance to take her out for a drink, would that be something that would be of interest to you?
I think back in before, you know, all the stuff that's kind of happened with her and the ghost, definitely that would have been something that would have interested me. But, you know, I think getting involved with somebody that one of your friends has been involved with can always get messy. You know, I've had it done a few times to me and it's just not very nice. So for me personally...
He did ghost, though, however. He was a ghoster. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I think you guys are like right behind this. You want this to happen.
So do you want to take her out or are you just going to leave it?
I think I'll just leave it to be honest. Maybe, you know, perhaps her and her group of friends can become friends in my group because it's been quite a funny situation, but...
Okay, Brogan, what do you think of that?
I think that sounds about right. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's a difficult situation now. Called his mate out live on radio.
It is tricky, yeah, because you did say yesterday that you sort of were open to the idea, even though it is the ghost's best friend, but it seems the ghost's best friend might be worried about repercussions from the ghost, from the afterlife.
Yeah, we can't have that.
By the way, sorry, Liam, I forgot to say that Brogan was on the line.
Yeah, that came as a little bit of a shock there.
Sorry.
That's all right.
My mistake.
Hello.
Even though Brogan was keen to pursue, are we agreed that this is going to... We're just going to leave this here, are we?
From my point of view, I think so, yeah. I don't think it's the right thing to do to do things like that to your friends and stuff. So
okay.
Hopefully, maybe, like, as I say, maybe some sort of friendship can be born out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what do you think of that, Brogan?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Absolutely. No hard feelings. You know, if I see you out, we'll have a drink. All good.
Exactly that, yeah.
Where does the ghost fit in this drink situation?
He can come and have a drink as well. He's all right.
Oh,
I feel that it's ended good.
He can pay for it and then dab at the bar afterwards.
Don't let him pay because he'll just run off without paying.
He probably will dab at the bar.
All right, listen, it's been interesting to follow you two and your dramas this week, and thanks for doing them on Radio 1 because people have been absolutely loving it and so interested in the story, so thank you.
No worries.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll speak to you both soon.
See you later.
Love bye. You, bye.
Love you, bye.
That went well.
Scott Mills.
I can't deal with these situations at all.
No.
Hazel says the same. I can't stand this. Why do they have to do it?
It's when it's not how you expected it to go.
I really thought that he was going to go, yep, let's go for a drink. I honestly, honestly did.
I feel strange after it.
Ah. Oh. Hello to this person, I don't know your name. I'm sat here trying to write my dissertation in the library with a huge smile on my face listening to Ghostbusters. There's a guy two rows away looking at me. He's probably thinking, what am I smiling at? Just tell him. It's Radio 1. Okay, that was interesting. Any more stories you've got like that from your life? I mean, this show, let's face it, thrives on drama. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any stories?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 with Maya Jama on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.